Tuesday night and the October will be Aussie more.
Second minion because there's a yard site, someone's got a yard site or another oval, and you scramble another minion in the side room, and you think you're better off in the bigger room because they've got more people to start Kedusha, to start 10 people with a minion, and the minion that you went to has only got 10 and they only want to start already. A lot of times you want to know how many people do you need to start your Chazot HaShatz, or when it comes to marriage, how many people do you need to start your Kaddish. This is a shiloh which is extremely relevant. If it's not once a day, it's at least once a day. That could be, it could be in a gear. Some people can have it more than once a day. In certain minyanim which are lacking, I find it very relevant when it comes to mincha, especially when it comes to mincha time in the winter. People are stopping their meetings to rush, so to speak, rush a mincha, to catch a mincha, whatever nusach they use in their level. They need to get mincha done and dusted, so to speak. But if they're going to be makme too much, they'll end up being a kula. Let's get straight into the shayla. It goes like this, right? Shulchan Aruch says very clearly in Siman and Hay that for dvarim shebekedusha, when a person wants to say baruch hu, a person wants to say a kaddish, you need to have 10 people. There needs to be the shechina. You need to have the shechina when you say Dovah Shem Kedusha. So how many people do you need to have Dovah Shem Kedusha? You need 10 people. When there's 10 people, Hashem is there. So in order to say Dovah Shem Kedusha, you need to have 10 people. The question is, if some of them can't actually say Baruch Hashem Aruch, they can't actually say Amen Shem Rav. Why? Because either they're sleeping or because they're davening. Most of the guests is because they're middle davening. Most Shem Esra, they can't answer Amen Shem Rav. So Shulchan Aruch says, it doesn't matter if one out of the 10 is middle davening, it's okay. And as long as you've got 10 people in the room, it's fine. One of them is middle davening, it's fine. And then the Shavua said, lab that for one. Who are then, even if 4 people are middle davening, so let's just imagine by Maariv, where the Chazan, Shliach Tzibur, wants to start Kaddish. He wants to start Kaddish, and not only one of them is middle davening, but 2 out of the 10 is Milav Davening, 3 out of 10, and even 4 out of the 10 is Milav Davening. How many people have you got waiting? Only 6.
So
if you've got 6 people, which are finished Min Esra, Mishnah Brua is Soysom, that you can start Kaddish, even if you've only got 6 out of the 10, which are ready to answer if you have
Kaddish.
5, like
something.
So you'll have 5 others, with the Shliach Tzibur included, you'll have 5 other people responding to your Omein Shmirava, and you carry on. The Mishnah Berurah says that's okay. He says yesh machmir rabim for the chayav. Maybe some hold only one, but who are the, when Shulchan Aruch says one, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the achrayim lav dafka one. Who are the yoisa? He says who are the yoisa me'echad? Right? Or v'vat sheyisharu rubam. As long as you got roiv, which have already finished min esra, then you're okay. It's not so difficult to be machriya. You don't need to have strong plates to be machriya like the Mishnah Berurah, who says that it doesn't have to be one of them in Milosh Menesra, who had in 4 Milosh Menesra, although he brings Yesh Machmir Yesh Me'echot, because firstly he says some that you can, and secondly the Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and many others are say some like this as well, that when the Shulchan Aruch allows you that even if one of them is Milosh Menesra, that you can start Kaddish, it's who had in if you have even 4 people, as long as you have Roiv left, you have 6 people which are left, even if it means included the Chazan, that's okay, you can go ahead and do Kaddish. Don't get me wrong, that in some places, although strictly halacha, taka strict halacha, Mishnah Berurah is very clear that you can start kaddish. That you can start kaddish, even with 6. In many cases, it's extremely inappropriate to start kaddish with 6. Don't get me wrong, make no mistake about it. You can have a choshen tzibul. Actually, a few rabbonim have shared their thoughts to me that it's highly inappropriate. Just imagine you've got a nice minion there and you know, you have a quick cousin and he sees he's got a big oil like 60 people and he sees, one over there, but it's over there, there's another, finish over there, and someone's just come in, and he got six. It's inappropriate. You have a whole number of serious people which have come, they're saying Mila B'Mila, they're trying to get Shemana Esrael, and they've missed out on the Hishmanah. So it's, although they're halakha, you can, but it's definitely not correct, because Mishnah Berurah already tells you this. You know, Mishnah Berurah, you know, Shulchan Aruch says in Nun Hei, that Nochoy, it's the correct thing to wait for every single one of the Kehillah to finish Shemana Esrael, in order so that everyone, Nochoy, Shahachem Yom Tinu Malik, that everyone should wait for everyone, Kadeshi Yiske Kamu, that everyone should be Zaykhut on Tom Hishmanah. Baruch HaShulchan really points out, it can't mean for people which are Marich, it means Mishnah Berurah's Mandarin so well. We are trying to make sure to cater for the people who say Mila B'Mila. You know, when it comes to davening, as Rabbi Falk used to tell me, he say, everyone thinks that the way he davens is exactly spot on. Anything quicker is already shining, is one of those. And anything a bit slower, it's a clear if I kvetched her. So that's how we think. The Maisa Mishnah Berurah, it puts it very clearly that we try and get the medium. In fact, a lot of people think, we wait for the Rav. In fact, in our locker, it hasn't got much of a Makarit. Mishnah Berurah tells you the reason why the minute came about to wait for the Rav is, do you know why? Not because of Kovet. Not Mishnah Kovet. Mishnah Berurah says the reason why you should wait for the Rav is so that you should get this medium to cater for a person who says Mila B'Mila. The first of Mishnah Berurah says in Kuch Havdalet, he says the tatas are waiting for a Rav. He says the tatas are waiting for a Rav is so that the people which are saying Shemana Esrei Mila B'Mila, they should be able to. They should be able to say kedusha. It shouldn't be a matzav where a person comes to say mila b'mila and then he misses that kedusha. He misses out many shmirah. It's not v'shmak. Mishnah Berurah points out that is the sibba why we wait for a rav, for someone who's bound to say mila b'mila correctly, and in order that the other people should be able to answer many shmirah and catch omin of rav or shmak and all the other things. So let's get very clear. There's no shy about it. That ideally, in an ideal, normal setup of a minyan, where people are saying mila b'mila, it's completely inappropriate for someone to just look around for six people and to start kaddish yalla. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about minyanim, quite a lot of minyanim, which either after shir or some situational mincha, again, typically mincha with officers, it's not the right setup for people to come mila b'mila. Maybe it should, maybe it would. Whatever nusach you want to say, some situations are not set up for mila b'mila situations. And here we have to be very delicate. We have to keep to the halacha l'maisa. We have to be mekel. Because if you're not going to be mekel, what people have told me is that they lose the minyan. The next day, showing his yanim, he's done for the omad, he needs to get 10. And he's waiting for the other person. It is marif b'shmei esra. And the time they finish could be a half an hour job, because till they get a minyan is 7 minutes. And then there's a whole deal about tachman. And then time you finish mincha, he waits for chazal to shout. It's against the zach, right? So if people know that it's against a 20-minute job, you lose the whole momentum of it. It's just the whole thing going to get lost. In such a situation, it's yotzal skor b'efsedoi to say that we're going to be machmir to make sure you got 10, especially by marif. However, this is when it gets to marif. When it comes to chazal to shout of shachris and chazal to shout of mincha, we have a completely different story. We have a Mefurshim Mechaba, later in Kuch Havdalet, that seems to be complete stira to what was said over here. In Siman Nun Hei, when it tells you that Alokhus of Dvar Shabbat Kedusha, starting Kaddish, then it tells you it's enough to have 6 out of the 10 which are ready to answer. When it comes to Kuch Havdalet, they get a complete different story. Shulchan Aruch says, be very careful that you've got 9 people which are finished Mele Esra besides the Chaba, so that you have 9 Tisha Oinim. So Rav is very calm about it. He says, "Kesheshliach tzev b'chayza, you have to make sure there's people there. The main test mechavenim lebal chayzav. If there's no 10 listening, korav liyos b'chayzav levatola. It's korav to be a brach levatola. So you get a completely different picture. What's going on over here? And all that freedom, all every achron is asking is kasha. That is complete stira Shulchan Aruch. And the first one to point out is Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham already points out this stira, and he says, you know what he says? Although the Shulchan Aruch later said by Chazal Sashatz that you need 10, you need 9 people listening, we don't take on Azoy. Azoy Mufurshim Mughnarom, one of the greatest Achronim. We just said we don't pass on Azoy, we pass on like Shulchan Aruch, and then hey, that says it's enough to have 6. So Mughnarom, even if you have six people finishing, including the Chazan, it's fine to carry on, and you don't need Tisha Oinim. Or as the Taz puts it in a nicer way, he tries to make it not a stira. He says the Shulchan Aruch later, never said that you need to have nita, must have nine. He says korov lius b'chosim levatola. Well, meikadin is enough to have six. Whatever nusach you're going to use, like either the like Mogna Rom, that's a stira attack, we don't pass like that, or like the taz that we do pass, and it's just that it's the same thing. Whatever it is, both the taz and Mogna Rom from the Gedolei Achronim, they're all saying it's fine, even when it comes to chazos hashatz. So even when it comes to chazos hashatz, not the Mogna Rom and the taz, it's fine to have six finish, and the chazan is one of the six. It's fine to go ahead. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he's the one that says, no, that's not how Miyashav is Dira. Vosfah Yishav is Dos. In Miyashav is Dira, it's simple. In Nunhei, we're talking about Ma'ariv, which is Kaddish, which is other Dorosh of Kaddish, Kaddish, Baruch, all those sort of things. When it comes to Chazos HaShatz, there, that's when you need Tisha Oyim. The Shulchan Aruch was only requiring Tisha Oyim when it comes to Chazos HaShatz, special than the Chazos HaShatz. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if the Chazan actually hasn't yet done Shemona Esra, he didn't manage to daven his shtiddur Shemona Esra, then that would be okay to start with six as well, even if in a case where he hadn't daven his shtiddur Shemona Esra. But one thing is clear, that according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, if the chazan has daven his own quiet Shemona Esra, and now he wants to start Chazos HaShatz, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, you will not be able to start Shemona Esra unless you have all nine responders, which is ten basically altogether. And this is where it comes from, that you will find that a lot of bottom midrashim are very makbir to make sure that they have tisha, they count for nine people, including themselves as ten, and they count for nine. This assures the mechot to make sure they have nine, including themselves as be ten, so that they can be mekayim the shita of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the pasuk like the Shulchan Aruch, that you've got by Chazos HaShatz, you need to have ten. Yes, by the Hasidim, you will find a lot of Hasidim shama, actually yesh v'yesh, and Ger the Mikel, a few other Hasidim the Mikel, but a lot of them will be machmir because the Shulchan Aruch Rav pulls a lot of weight, and Shulchan Aruch Rav took on, not like the Mogna Rav, it's not like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. If you notice, Shulchan Aruch Rav always usually follows Mogna Rav, and in this case he doesn't follow Mogna Rav. He's basically, because Mogna Rav had told us before, that we don't pass on like Kuf Chav Dalet. It's okay, you don't need nine, you don't need Tisha Oinim. However, Shulchan Aruch Rav clearly says that when it comes to Chazos HaShatz, you need to have nine listening. So a lot of Hasidim, I've heard from a lot of Hasidim, there will be machmir on this point. Don't feel too bad for the Hasidim, because when it comes to Tachanun, then they sometimes have a minute to miss it out, so they'll catch up over there. Some of them are makbid for minute dura. If you have a minute dura, the Hamesha brings a minute dura is that if there's a bris in the town, the whole town doesn't say Tachanun. So you state in Dach Hamesha in Kuvla with us, Dach Hamesha is having Gantasana, obviously, but the Maisa are Lushdi. So, but you should know something, although the Shulchan Aruch Rav is Machmir on the Shaila, you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Pashas on Mishnah Berurah is Lahokah. Meaning the Pashas on Mishnah Berurah is to take on that Mogna Rav and tell us that there is no chilek between Chazos HaShatz and the other Dinah Shem Kedusha. Just like the Mishnah Berurah is makel by Shah Dinah Kedusha, who had in Chazos HaShatz, you could also, a six is also enough. It's two nice diukim from the Mishnah Berurah that he didn't hold like this chilek between Chazos HaShatz not. And therefore, according to Mishnah Berurah, Reb Chaim Kanevsky also brings down that this heter that Mishnah Berurah gives, that once you have six, you can start Kaddish, that heter would apply to Chazos HaShatz as well. And even if you've only got, can you imagine, six people who are finished, including the Chazan can now start, and how many responses has he got? He's only got five people answering. Because he's got a situation where six people finish, you start now Chazos HaShatz, and you've only got five people answering, and Afilu Hochi, according to the Pashas of Mishnah Berurah, you can go ahead and do that. So all this is clearly b'di'evet, only because it's a clear machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Mogna Rav. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's taka no stira, and Shulchan Aruch later, who required Tisha Olim, is referring to Chazos HaShatz. That's why it's much more chomer. So therefore, it's quite a strong b'di'evet. Again, this is not referring to normal minyan. You have to say it very clearly, because most times it's not appropriate. You've got people which I want to join, I want to hear on Mishnah Berurah. So that's not the game. We're talking about in the case of a Shatz Chak, and it is the Pashas of Mishnah Berurah is to be okay with it. I've heard from Eidus Nemona that Rav Ram Zilberger, he had a minion which was knap, and obviously in certain matzovim, and he was Mekel, and he had the same Shtikal Torah. I just spoke to his, I confirmed it with his son, Yisrael Meir, the current Rav. And so such a thing is not a Chiddush, it's not out of the box. Rav Moshe Steinbach also mentions this point. One thing I did get stuck on was actually when you say that you're okay with six, Does it include the Shliach Tzibur? We've always assumed till now that it includes the Shliach Tzibur. I have seen some say you need seven. That means six people answering. You need Rov Tzibur Oinim. Nice, I've seen the Kumak Rov, or the person that I've seen, it's enough to have six. Even though you've only got half people Oinim. Don't forget the Chilek between Chazal Shatz and Adar Kedusha is about Adar Kedusha. The Chazal himself says with, Amin Shmerabo and Baruch Hu, he's always saying things with. Hashem came by Chazal Shatz, he's not saying Amin. So then you haven't got Rov Oinim, you've only got half Oinim, you've only got five people Oinim. But still, the Poskim want to take on, Rav Shlomo wants to take on, that it's enough that you have six people, including the Chazan, even though you've only got five people answering Amen, but yourself are saying the Brocha, that's also included in, as one of the people which are six, that's also okay. Let me finish off with this point. Madinoi is that if you've got a Halacha, Madinoi, if let's say you're the Chazan, and it's a real Shasachak, and you're looking around, and you're looking for one, two, three, four, really you need five. You need five people to hear you, besides for the Chazan. But there's no five, there's only four finished, and someone's just come in, and he wants to start with the Chazan. Can you say that he is considered as like one of your Oinim, so to speak? He's not really going to answer me, he's going to double with you, Mila B'Mila. But when he comes in and starts with you and says Mila B'Mila, can that be considered as if now you're starting with six people? Again, don't forget we need to have Rov Hatzibur, we need to have six. Ideally, that means yourself with five other people finishing of the ten. And in this case, you haven't got five others, you've only got four others, but someone's come in to start Shmirat Esra with you. So I saw from Zan Oivach wants to say that's also considered as starting with you. So you can have a situation where you've only got four people finishing Shmirat Esra and the Chazan, and then someone else is coming with, and then that's also considered. Again, that's also all these things are Shas and Chat. But the end of the day is that one thing is clear, the feeling of why it's so, why there's a feeling of confidence in this Nekudah is because you have a Mishnah Berurah which is so sum that this halacha of Rov Tzibur, of having 6 out of 10, applies to Saif, Shadvarim Shabudusha, and also to Chazal Sajat. So again, this Nosa is a big Nosa. When you start off with this Nosa, you see a clear steer in Shulchan Aruch. The Siman Hei Shulchan Aruch says very clearly that it's enough Rov Tzibur. It's enough to have 6 out of 10. The Shabbos says 6 out of 10 is fine. When you come to Kuf Chavdalat, Chazos Hashat, somehow you see 9. You need Tisha Oyu, which is basically means 10. You need 10 people finishing Shemir Esra. And the Mohammed Ramah Taz are both saying there's no enough to Kuvudot, either with a Paskin like that or it stems with it anyway. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is the only one that makes the chilek between Chazos Hashat. And therefore it comes out a massive chumrah from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that by Chazos Hashat you need to wait for 10. On that, we have to say that the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that Me'ikadin applies to both, and Me'ikadin you pass on the Mogra Ram on the Taz. Therefore, it's good to know, again, where appropriate, where you use it appropriately, it is good to know that Me'ikadin is okay. I just want to finish off with everyone knows that this Nusach, when it comes to Mincha, especially when it comes to the winter, people are middle of meetings and who knows what, and they have to stop. When it comes to Mincha, it's quite a painful thing to do. We've got about a couple of hours to do Mincha in this place. As someone once said in Manchester, in the winter, in the summer, all the tefillahs you do is always by day, all the tefillahs, shakas, milk and marah. When it comes to the winter, all your tefillahs are by night, right? Because shakas is doing before, and milk and marah is a kom kashkia, and marah is zikh by night. Yeah, as it gets, either you haven't got much daytime, you have to literally be up in time to catch the sun. Catch the daylight, yeah. So that's of one chizuk that you do find from the Baal Shem Tov, which actually they made a song out of it, which is a very beautiful song and a beautiful words. That when it comes, this is the Baal Shem Tov said famously, Gamze ha'ish, a person hamutrot, which is very busy, ba'asokov in his business. Kol ayim b'shlochim ruchovis, he's very busy in the market houses now be online a lot. The chemat shechtech shesh b'olam, he's so involved in his business that he's not attuned into ruchnis. Why should he be? He looks at the time, it's 5 to 1, he knows a minion downstairs. He thinks that, he snaps out of his world and he says, ah, it hurts him in his mind. He has 1 second of thought, or rots, and he goes, runs to daven mincha. He comes in a lot of times with mincha, we don't know where we've landed. He doesn't know what he's saying. He's still basic in this email and checking out this. Im koze gamze chosh of yokem oiv is very, very valuable. Lifnei v'havoyre. V'hanocha shaloi v'kaas v'kim. This, what's hanocha? What's the English word, a translation? This hanocha, this growing, this bother, something that bothers him, that he's trying to get him back, snap into the ruchnias. That is something Berkat Rakim is a very powerful wording of the Baal Shem Tov.